I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Utility rates will go up in Colorado Springs beginning in January. City Council voted 8-1 Tuesday to approve the new rates, with Councilwoman Helen Collins dissenting. The vote raises base rates for water and wastewater services, but not electricity or natural gas for residents. The typical residential bill will see an increase of about $284 per month, according to Colorado Springs Utilities. A new documentary, Forging the West, looks at the 144-year story of Pueblo's Colorado Fuel and Iron Company and its pivotal role in the development of the West. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
CF&I was once the state's largest employer with some 12,000 workers, the largest private landowner, and ran the largest steel mill west of the Mississippi. Filmmaker Jim Havey says in 1880, General William Jackson Palmer needed to make rails for his railroad.
Palmer started to get the idea of this vertically integrated business where they could find everything they needed to make steel not too far from Pueblo.
The violent Ludlow Massacre of 1914 is also a part of the CF&I story and a turning point in labor history. After decades of boom and bust, the Pueblo Mill now employs about 850 people, uses recycled steel, and is owned by Evraz, a Russian company. It still makes rails. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Forging the West premieres tonight in Pueblo at Memorial Hall at 6:30 and in Denver on November 15th. This is 91.5 KRCC News.